You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, April 1st, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. As the football season rapidly approaches and the demolition of Ryan Field, the former home of Northwestern football, continues, the university has yet to find locations for all of its home games next season. In an email last week, an NU spokesperson stated that a temporary stadium might be built on the Lanny and Sharon Martin Field, which is home to Northwestern soccer and women's lacrosse. This plan would seat about 15,000 fans and would make it easier for students living on campus to watch games. It could also help local businesses, who might benefit from football games being held in Evanston rather than elsewhere. These plans are not yet finalized or set in stone. NU's acceptance rate has risen to 7.5% this year. This comes after doing away with the Why Northwestern essay and the introduction of new admissions questions. Next week, in Evanston, sculptor Julie Rotblatt Armani's work will begin its month-long exhibition at the Evanston Art Center. The exhibit, which is entitled The Process of Discovery, will be on display beginning April 6th until May 5th. In Chicago this weekend, the Cubs won their first game at home of the season against the Texas Rangers. The White Sox were swept in their series against the Detroit Tigers. Today is National Sourdough Bread Day, National 1 Cent Day, and April Fool's Day. So while everything I said today was true, your friends might not be as honest. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.